101.3's Fashionista is Joan Lincoln.
I got my hair done for the runway.
I saw that.
Don't turn your head. Sorry. Your hair looks gorgeous.
Sorry, everybody. My microphone squeaks. So I've had a few relationships in my life that I needed to break up with.
Yeah?
Yeah. And a couple of them have been hairstylists.
Well,
a lot of different reasons. I mean,
it's so difficult to do that, though. You know that. I mean, Seinfeld did a show about that, breaking up with your hairstylist. Yeah. It's very difficult.
And being a Catholic, shoot, the guilt. It's awful.
Right?
You carry that with you.
You feel so bad.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why that happened. So last evening, I was able to revisit one of my hairstylists that I had not really broken up with because we remained friends, but walked away from for numerous reasons. And so he and I had this really cute discussion about it's okay to have what I referred to last evening as an arsenal of hairstylists that you could just kind of call and say, hey, I need a blowout or can you do my color? And one of the reasons why I revisited him last night was because the previous hairstylist went out and had a baby.
How dare she?
Imagine that.
Did she talk to you first? My goodness.
But, you know, it's fun. You know, I love networking. And and I explained to Robert last night that, you know, one of the reasons why I had stepped away was I wanted, because he worked for himself, you know, he's a sole owner. And I wanted to network. I wanted to meet a whole nother group of women to promote my businesses.
Okay, well, that's very nice. That's good.
Yeah. And it was great because the previous hairstylist that I was using, she actually, talk about bopping around, she had actually gone to three different hair salons within the last year.
Oh, it's kind of tough to keep up with that.
Yeah, but it was okay. So, you know, I enjoyed the change, and but I was glad to reconnect with Robert. He's awesome, and he's funny, and we laughed a lot, and my hair color's great.
It's very pretty.
Thank you. I got it ready for your show for tomorrow night.
For tomorrow night, that's right. I've been with my guy since 1986.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive.
It's amazing,
right?
And now you can get your hair cut on Sundays if you want.
I know.
If you get in a bind.
You still get the same cut since 1986?
She's tough this morning, isn't she?
This morning? Where you been? 1 more, 1.3.